Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
How about new?
If he's asking you what you're looking for, you're not looking for the same things.
Unfortunately, you're not very bright.
Exhibit A.
You know, everyone has their thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Most of them could have created their profile 2 weeks ago and changed their mind. But in a nutshell, for me personally, I'm looking today with the intentions of having possible marriage, if not a long-term serious partnership with someone who's familiar with the dominant submissive lifestyle. In a nutshell, that's what I'm on here for.
City boy! City boy!
I can already tell she thinks she's still a baddie. It's just a certain vibe or aura. I don't know if it's flipping the hair, what it is, but I can tell she still thinks she that 16-year-old hot cheerleader and that she got some type of leverage in the dating market. You an old washed up chick. It's that simple. And then I can tell with how you talking, the authority in your voice, the certainty in your voice, that you don't know, you know, your place as an old woman in the dating market.
When it comes to the patriarchy and misogynist,
she still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no, you don't. Because if you got it, you would get what you want.
You going to come in, you better do this and you better not do that. And I don't put up with this. No. This man who texting you back and forth and sending you voice messages is wasting his fucking time. Point blank, period.
How dare you?
What are you looking for? That's a stupid question at 50. Because look, if you 50, he ain't looking for nothing serious with you 9 times out of 10. Take what you can get. What are your intentions with me? At 50? To get some old ass and pretty much leave it at that?
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't kids. It ain't to build a legacy or a family. So what would it be? Give me some coochie from time to time, and if you cool to hang out with, we can go places from time to time. That's it. What other intentions would a man with his stuff together have with a 50-year-old woman? Seriously. It ain't gonna be nothing serious. Forget about something serious. That boat sailed 30 years ago.
Don't fuck with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Those are his intentions, yeah. Yeah, because that's the first thing I tell people before meeting them, that I want them to dominate me and I want to submit to them because I know them well enough to feel safe enough to feel comfortable to submit to them. Yeah. Definitely not looking for the same things. Usually it goes something like that, right? Because if a guy's asking what you're looking for, it's because he's not looking for anything serious, or he's looking for something super specific and he doesn't want to do any actual work.
You're not worth any actual work. Bars. I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about at this point, but I'm sure that happens a lot. You know, when somebody's listening to you, they lose track of what you're even fucking talking about. And that's one of the many reasons you're not worth taking serious.
You mean it? Thanks, mister.
And he doesn't want to do any actual work to make it happen. He just wants it to happen for him. So stay woke. Be careful out there.
One more thing about this train wreck. Like, she actually thinks she's some type of guru or dating coach. Why the fuck would anybody listen to you? You've been failing at dating for at least 35 years, almost 4 decades of failure. Why should any woman take advice from you?
When you take advice from a woman, literally do the complete opposite of whatever she says.
Okay, y'all. So I think I just came up with a brilliant 2024 dating, 2025, don't waste my time, method of dating. Okay, so y'all know how when you make reservations at some restaurants, they require you to either put a credit card down or they require you to pay up front or to make a deposit. And if you cancel your reservation with a certain time or you miss it, then you lose your deposit.
Seagal's at a bar getting shit-faced because he knows just how goddamn stupid everything's about to get.
And I think I'm gonna adopt that method in dating because I'm tired of people wasting my time. So if you slide into my DMs, you'd be like, oh my God, like, I think you're so beautiful. I've been eyeing you for a while. I love your vibe. I would love to get to know you. You should give me my number. In order to get my number, you have to put a $25 deposit down to get my number.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're a fucking prostitute. You're a hooker at this point.
You whore.
Like, I feel a little bit dead inside. I feel completely desensitized.
They have no shame in being hookers on the internet or bringing about ideas on the internet that exposes them for being hooks.
The only difference from now and 20 years ago is this. Woman's nature is actually being exposed all over the internet.
It's okay, though. We're getting to a time where women are going to have to start paying us down payments for us to give them any of our time.
Damn, skip me.
The internet really did women a disservice. They were better off when they just looked pretty and we could, you know, project human decency on them. But in a way, I'm glad women like this say things like this so guys could know to stay the fuck away from them. So if any decent man was in her DM like, oh, I really want to get to know her, she's pretty, and she said that, he could be like, oh man, thank you for saving my life, lady, by saying that dumbass reply.
Because I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hell no.
Get my number. If you plan a date, that's another $25 deposit. So if you say we're going out on Thursday at 8 o'clock and Thursday at 8 o'clock come and I don't hear from you, then I get to keep the deposit because now you just waste my time. Because now I decided that I wasn't going to go get my nails done or I was going to not hang out with my friend or do XYZ when I thought we was hanging out and then I don't hear from you today. I feel like if...
Shut up.
Well, how about you figure out why dudes keep quote-unquote wasting your time and ghosting you? Maybe you should figure that out. Because the damage that each dude is going to do to you, the $50 isn't going to be enough to cover the therapy. You know what I mean? What are you going to do with these hypothetical deposits that you're never going to get? Like I said, you need to let it go to a professional, a mental health professional. The reason she want payment because she knows she's not worth it. And she know the more she talk to you and text you, the more likely it is you not going to text back after a while. So that's why she's trying to get a down payment. She's trying to get down payment so she can scam you out the money because she's not worth the $25 down payment. At least the OF model's going to show you a little something-something for the $3.99. All you get is boring conversation and text, you know, for your $25 down payment on her.
And I also feel like the price of eggs has gone way up. And if I got to pay $8.99, $8.99 for eggs... You gotta pay to get my number and waste my time because wasting my time is no longer free. In 2024, going into 2025, wasting my time is no longer free. You gotta pay to waste my time.
This is stupid. This is so stupid. Look, ma'am, you seem like you over 30. You too old to still be showing your belly. Nobody wanna see your chubby belly. Can you please just cover up your whole body? You gotta learn how to dress different when you start aging. You an older woman now. You're not 19. Nobody wanna see a 30-plus-year-old midsection. You got me, capiche? And your makeup is horrible. Maybe dudes will stop ghosting you if you learn how to dress and learn how to put on makeup.
In today's dating age, I have noticed a horrible trend going on called the me mindset, the you owe me mindset, the entitlement mindset, which
I hope you're about to talk about women. Because, yeah, that's what we see on the internet from women. The me mindset, the entitlement mindset. The mindset women have basically had since the caveman days. But it's only gotten worse. Now they feel like they don't have to give anything in return, but get everything from the guy. But let me guess, you're going to try to flip it and say that's how men are because we're asking for anything. So stupid, Grandma. So stupid. You too old to not have common sense. But maybe I'm wrong about you. Let's hear her out. Maybe she'll say something profound.
That is bullshit.
I feel I should qualify the good people of this world to be in that movie 1,000 ways. When we just want to go to lunch, we just want to ask how your kids are doing. Because here in the South, this is getting stupid. Y'all gotta qualify everybody for therapy for this shit. So can we just normalize being happy?
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
What are you even talking about? Like, what's the point of this? I don't even pick up what you're laying down. First you were talking about entitlement, now you're talking about asking about somebody's kids and just being happy. This is everywhere. This video has no point. It has no coherent sentences. What's going on? I'm already pissed off. I don't even know you. Can you imagine being on a date with this woman? I'm pissed off from a 15-second video.
Rest of us out here, the good people. Rest of us out here, the good people.
Right.
We'd rather go to Walmart and push that three-wheeled buggy that doesn't make the right turns.
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
Before we ever step to y'all, because y'all crazy.
Did you know that I can see you?
The irony of this woman calling anybody crazy. Clearly, she needs to be in the asylum. Do they even have those anymore? They need them. They need to open them back up. How many medications do you think this woman have behind her mirror?
More than 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000.
Did you know that 25% of women in the United States are getting treated for a mental illness? That means 75% of them are running around untreated.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.